Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, so good night last night for both the Wolves and the Wild. Start with the Wolves, who win pretty easily, 120-109 over Washington. Jim, your thoughts?
Washington is terrible, and the Wolves now, I think, are like 10-0 against bad teams and 0-5 against good teams. Eventually, they're going to have to beat a good team, but at least they're taking advantage of the bad teams right now. The West is very top-heavy this year, like 6 or 7 good teams and a lot of bad teams, and the Wolves have had a very easy schedule, and they're taking advantage of it. Naz Reid continues to play really well. He's on a surge. Julius Randle, another just great all-around offensive game, and he rebounded well. Those guys were the highlights. Rudy was fine. Ant didn't shoot particularly well. He's been up and down with shooting this year. That's going to be one of the keys when they start playing better teams and more meaningful games at some point this year. Ant has done a lot of great things in his young career. But if you want to be a superstar, you better make the shots. And his shot's been a little iffy so far this year. I don't know if there's anything necessarily to be concerned about, but that's where he is right now.
When they play Phoenix at Phoenix tomorrow, and Phoenix is 9-6, is Phoenix a good team in your opinion?
I don't think so. I think they're okay. They still have some talent, and Booker can still light you up on a nightly basis. I don't think they're. I just think they're an average team. Everybody wants these games to matter. The reality is, I just don't know how much they matter. You want to be a top 6 seed, you want to be playing well, and you want to be healthy at the end of the year. And you spend 82 games kind of getting there. Now, if you're Oklahoma City and you're kind of a historic, on a historic run, and you're trying to repeat and you have a significant home court advantage, then playing for the number 1 seed makes a lot of sense. For everybody else, it's really more about kind of just figuring things out during the regular season, as long as you can get a top 6 seed.
The Minnesota Wild win last night 4-3 over the Carolina Hurricanes in an overtime shootout. Carolina, one of the better teams in the NHL. Your thoughts on that Wild win?
Wallstedt has his shutout streak broken, but he had the longest shutout streak by a rookie goaltender in franchise history. He's been fantastic. He really, I think, turned this team around when they needed it. Last night, the Wild played well early. And then Carolina absolutely dominated play, dominated shots on goal, dominated chances, and Wallstedt just kept him in the game, and Wallstedt was absolutely brilliant in the shootout. So he gets him the points. He's been great. Boldy's playing really well, too. Zuccarello had a beautiful breakaway goal. But it's really the story of this month, the story of the season, is the fact that Wallstedt kind of saved their season when it looked like they were in big trouble late October, early November.
Gustafson has also done okay. So, I mean, do you just kind of look at this as this is a nice problem for the Wild to have as two pretty good goaltenders?
I think Wallstedt is the better goalie right now. Why not play him? Gustafson, I know they gave him the contract, and I know he was the starter coming into the season, but he's not a superstar. He's not somebody who's going to tear your team in two if you bench him or don't play him quite as much. Just play the hot goalie. It's just really simple. Wallstedt's been too good for him to sit. And I think they are. They're playing him. I would play Wallstedt, 60-40, 70-30, whatever. I would just play Wallstedt like he's the better goalie as long as he is the better goalie.
Jim, the Gopher women's basketball team played last night, and they lose at Kansas 63-57. Looks like the first quarter was not great, so they had to try to play from behind throughout. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Kansas is undefeated. I don't know how good Kansas is, but they're at least a competent team. They're playing at home, and the Gophers just shot horribly early on, just put themselves in a hole. It was probably a winnable game if they shoot well. They just didn't shoot well. And that's, Mara Braun is their best offensive player, and she's dealt with just major injuries during her career. And she just, she has not been dynamic offensively this year. Probably just feeling her way back. But they have a lot of nice players. She is the one player who can be just really dangerous and take over a game. And I just don't know, after all the injuries and everything, she's there yet. So I think this non-conference schedule, as much as anything, is about getting her kind of back up to speed.
I see the Twins made some moves, adding some players to their 40-man roster. Is there anybody significant there that you feel like is going to be a contributor right away this year?
The 40-man thing is really just a bookkeeping thing. It's just once you've had a player a certain number of years, if you don't put him on the 40-man roster, then he gets exposed to Rule 5 waivers, and other teams can draft him in the Rule 5 draft. So it's, you know, any decent prospect you have at a certain point is going to go under 40-man roster. It's not that big a deal. The only big deal would be if you had like a top prospect and you didn't protect him and expose him to Rule 5, that would be a signal that you just didn't think he had any value and you were willing to lose him. So it's really just a routine bookkeeping thing more than anything else.
One of the players on that list, Connor, is it Prelip, who had a pretty good year last year? Do they view him as a guy that could make the team as a left-handed relief pitcher?
A lot of us think he profiles as a reliever, and of course, this team needs relievers more than anything else. So we kind of look at it as okay, maybe he's part of the solution in the bullpen. They think he's going to be a dynamic starter, and they think he's going to be a dynamic left-handed starter on a staff that is led by right-handed pitchers. So they really want to give him every chance to be a starter. And listen, you know, starters are more valuable than relievers. So you know, you'd rather have outstanding starters and then figure out the bullpen than vice versa, which. You know, we still don't know what they're going to do with the bullpen, but you can always go sign some average free agents and just kind of have some veteran guys out there, for lack of anything else. I don't like it, but that might be the way they go.
Jim, how close is Walker Jenkins to being on the major league roster?
You know, it's the same old story for a Twins prospect. If he hadn't been injured so much, he might be here already. Or he might be in their opening day plans already. He just hasn't had that many minor league at-bats. And, you know, who else profiled like that? A top draft pick with power who just didn't get many minor league at-bats, Royce Lewis. And it looked like he was ready, and then all of a sudden he wasn't. So it's just hard. There are very few hitters who can just jump to the big leagues until they've had a certain amount of experience in the minor leagues. And so he's pretty close. But, you know, they still have Larnach, they still have Wallner. I would like to think that Jenkins will be up sometime this year, whether it's playing left, right, or first. And you just got to hope that, you know, they've had a few hitters who've come up and just been good right away and who've sustained it. But they've had, you know, 90% of the best players they've had over the last 30 years came up, struggled, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times, got sent back down, and it took him years to really catch on. For where this franchise is right now, they have to hope he really is kind of a natural, and then when he gets to the big leagues, he's just going to produce because the bat is real.
Jim, let's talk about the Vikings. The first injury report came out yesterday. Two players didn't practice, Will Fries, Jonathan Grenard. Do you think either one has a chance to play this week?
I don't know. And yesterday they didn't actually practice. They had a walkthrough, so this is kind of a simulated injury report. It's not a good sign, obviously. I don't know. I don't have any feel for how this week's going to go for those two.
How about the Packers? We saw Josh Jacobs did not practice for them yesterday. Do you have an idea whether or not he'll play on Sunday?
No idea. He loves playing. That guy wants to play. And giving a running back a day off or two doesn't really do anything negative to your offensive preparation. You know, it's a fairly simple position. So they could rest them all week and make a decision at, you know, 10 a.m. on Sunday. We just don't know how it's going to play out. They said that the injury is not serious, but playing a week after it, I don't know. Once again, we're going to be guessing until they give us a little more information.
Jim, what do you think about this matchup against the Packers? How good are they?
The weird thing is they open the season, they trade for Micah Parsons, they open the season and just brutalize the Detroit Lions. They look like they might end up being the best team in the league. And frankly, they just haven't been. The defense has been good in spots. Parsons has made an impact. But Jordan Love has been up, and Jordan Love has kind of torn up bad teams and not done much against good teams. The receiving core, they spent a high draft pick on Christian Watson. Now they spent a first-round pick on Matthew Golden. They still don't have enough receiving talent. They drop a lot of passes. Kraft was really their best offensive – Jacobs is a really good offensive player. Kraft was really the guy who made them go. He's out for the year. Love is generally a good quarterback, but he will also make the – unconscionable mistake. So they're not bad. They're not great. I think right now they're a pretty good team with high aspirations. And I just don't know that they're good enough to reach those aspirations.
Jim, Gopher football is going to play at Northwestern this weekend. Any thoughts on them?
Well, it'll be cool to see them play at Wrigley Field. That's a really cool, I mean, you know, one of the greatest venues in American sports. So if you get, if anybody can go down there and get to hang out in Wrigley Field, watch college football, that would be a really cool experience. So the Gophers are, you know, they have not been competitive against the better teams on their schedule. They still have a real chance here to win the next two games, go 6-3 in the Big Ten, and go to a reasonable bowl. And, you know, it's hard to get too excited about a team that, that just isn't good enough to compete with top 20 teams. But you just can't sneeze at 6-3 in the Big Ten. You know, that would be a pretty good season. Maybe not the heights they had hoped for, but you do have basically a rookie quarterback. They don't really have a number one receiver. It wasn't a great roster, and they didn't really have people develop the way they had needed to on the outside to make things easier for Drake Lindsey. So, you know, not a bad. If you look at it as a growth season for Lindsey, going 6-3 and going to a bowl game wouldn't be a bad thing.
All right, Jim, what are you getting your podcasts?
With the John Krasinski show out on the Timberwolves. We have the Viking Update show out this morning. Everything's at TalkNorth.com or on your favorite podcast app.
All right, Jim, thank you. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks, Jim.
It's Jim Suhan, Star Tribune sports columnist, joining us each weekday morning at this time. Follow him on Twitter at Suhan Strib. Check out his latest column in the Star Tribune or his podcast at TalkNorth.com. Each of the code words for Dream Getaway number 89 that we give you today are worth three times, so three entries worth. So make sure you get all these. And here is the first one. It is Crunchy, C-R-U-N-C-H-Y, Crunchy. Type that in. You could win a vacation of a lifetime. First code word is Crunchy, C-R-U-N-C-H-Y, Crunchy. We'll also have a code word at 10:20, another one at 12:28 today, and an app-only code word at 3. News from ABC is next.